She's going to be traveling to Africa through August 10th. Her trip is focused on trying to emphasize U.S. policy commitments outlined in our new presidential policy directive. We recently released that here in Washington, and it focuses on strengthening democratic institutions, spurring economic growth, advancing peace and security, as well as promoting opportunity and development for all citizens. That's really the focus of her visit. And then she'll be traveling to, I think right now it's announced, 6 different countries. At the end of her trip, she may be going to a few additional countries.
Can you say anything about the selection of countries and the order in which she's visiting those countries?
Well, it looks like right now her first stop is going to be in Senegal, where she's going to meet with President Sall, and she's going to deliver a speech applauding Senegal's resilience in developing democratic institutions, and she's also going to highlight America's approach to partnership. Then she travels to South Sudan, where she's going to meet President Kiir to reaffirm our support and encourage progress in negotiations with Sudan. We're hoping that we can encourage him and his country to reach an agreement related to the security, oil, and citizenship issues that are still outstanding. She'll then travel to Uganda, where she's going to meet with President Museveni to encourage strengthening of democratic institutions and human rights. Then she goes to Kenya, where she meets with President Kibaki, Prime Minister Odinga, and other government officials, and there her trip is really going to be focused on our support for transparent, credible, nonviolent national elections in 2013. She's also going to be working to underscore our hope for the political transition in Somalia, and she's going to be meeting with Sheikh Sharif and other signatories of the roadmap in the transition. And then she goes to Malawi and visits President Banda to discuss economic and political reform. And then at the end, she is going to be going to South Africa, where she's going to meet with former President Mandela, and she'll participate in the U.S.-South Africa Strategic Dialogue. She's also going to work with, there's a U.S. business delegation to several countries in South Africa. She'll be working with those participants and participating in a number of events with them.
Will there be any focus on the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda, and also on Mali?
During all of her remarks, her speeches, her activities, both bilaterally and multilaterally, she'll be discussing the current situation in Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo.